one of the biggest surprises, as it should have been, was having this award given to me and then named, and kind of hearing the backdrop of, well, we have this Tommy Peters Award for, you know, the best athlete on campus. Oh, well, we're not an all-men institution anymore. So do we consider giving the Tommy Peters Award to a woman, or do we create this sort of parallel award, which is was the decision in the end? And so the two funny parts of that is my dad was on campus with Tommy Peters. So another sort of connection there. But the day the award was announced, like it was, a, you know, it was a big deal. We're starting this new award and then this is who got it. I wasn't even on campus. So it was at convocation, and that convocation, my class was boycotting because the college had refused to hire a Jewish professor. And that's a long story that's now been written and documented fairly recently, I think. And so my class boycotted. I, meanwhile, with the tennis team, we're all somewhere else in North Carolina playing in a state tournament. So the award's being presented. I'm obviously not there to receive it. So at breakfast before one of our matches, our tennis coach, Pat Miller, we're sitting around the breakfast table, and she's kind of like, oh, by the way, they're giving this award today and they're naming it for you. And we're like, oh, that's great. You know, it's kind of like, and it now it, you know, it was a big deal. And here we are sitting at breakfast and probably more worried about our tennis matches than, you know, anything else. And so it was just kind of a, it was a weird, it's kind of a weird thing. And the only time I've actually been present for that award was I came.